Okay. So I want to discuss the status of a cheresh in general in halacha. The Mishnah in Yevamos Kufir Beis Oveis says Nischaresh hu onishtate in a motzi la'olamis. So if a man was married and he unfortunately was Nischaresh onishtate, so he can't divorce his wife. And when you speak of cheresh, so the classic cheresh is eno shomea ve'eno medaber, he's deaf and mute. And there are many Mishnayos and Gemaras that assume that a person who's deaf and mute has no das. So, for example, the Mishnah in Trumos, the next Makar, Chamisha Yitrumu, Vimitarmo in Trumos and Truma, Hacheresh, Asher Tavakatim. Cheresh, Asher Tavakatim. Likewise, in Chagiga, the first Mishnah, Chamisha, the first Mishnah is that he doesn't go up to Regal, it's like on the sheet. And the Gemara there on the Fez of Vez explains Khtani Kherish Jumi Shut Vakatan, Mashut Vakatan Lav Ne Das, have Kherish Lav Bar Das. Which is a little bit strange because, you know, usually we have Kherish Vakatan. Suddenly the Gemara has to like emphasize you should know that a Kherish is also Lav Ne Das. Sounds like I would have thought otherwise, but either way, it's pretty clear that Chachamim hold that a Kherish is like a Shot and a Katan and is not considered a Bar Das. But there are other opinions in the Tanayim. So if you look at Tosef and Trumos at the very beginning, so it's number 5, Yitzchak Omer Shumer Velazar. Trumas Cheresh Lateitzi Lechulin. If a Cheresh was Mafrish, so you shouldn't say it's Chulin. If it's just Safik, Safik Yesh Bodas, Safik Eim Bodas. So according to Velazar, and this opinion is brought in the Bavli, it's in Bav Peshem Rabbi Eliezer, presumably it's the same person, just the Shadow of the exact Yirsa. Of course, Tosef is Rebbe Lazar, and in the Bavli it's Rebbe Eliezer. He holds that Cheresh has Safek Das. Safek Das. In the Gemara there in Yevamos, Kufi Gimel, when analyzing the sheet of Rebbe Lazar, source number 6, he says that Cheresh has Safek Das, is the Gemara Mifshit Pshitile, it's partial to Rebbe Lazar, the Cheresh Daita Kalishta, he has less Das. So Cheresh has less das. Question is the little das he has, is it tzilusa? Is it clear or not? And that's why he holds the suffix. It doesn't change. Or maybe it's pashtim that the little das he has isn't tzilusa. So what's the suffix?
Goes back and forth.
So we have two opinions. The opinion of Chachamim that a cheresh is a lav bar das.
Lav bar das. Opinion of Rabbi Elazar that he's a safek bar das. And there are two understandings in the Bavli what the suffix is it that he might, the little das he has is not tzilusa, or it is, or maybe it's certainly not tzilusa, but it's itim kolim, itim shot.
But there is a third opinion in Tanaim. It's brought in the same Tosefta, source number 7. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Cheresh, Yitarim, Trumas, and Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, a Cheresh is a ben das, he can be mafish Truma. Now, the Pashtus is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Cheresh and Kol Torah Kula can do everything, can get married. You can, he's chayiv in alila regel, etc. There were some farshim that were uncomfortable with this, understandably so, because we don't find this opinion brought in Shas. So the bottom of the Yerushalmi, there's a parish called the Rash Sirlio. So he writes there, the Yehud's only talking about a pikeach shenishkarish. He limits the shita. Okay, but either way, the pashas is the point of Yehuda. The way the Rosh understands it, at the beginning of Trumos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Cheresh is a Bardas, he's completely Bardas. Like I said, somewhat limit him and say that no, it's only talking about a Pekech and Yischarish, he's a Bardas, but a Cheresh Mekara is not a Bardas at all, even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Right,
it's hard to limit to Truma because Yerushalmi asks from other areas. But I was thinking Mispara, you definitely could say I had alumnus, but I don't think it's true. That Truma, there's a famous Asam Dereisa, that Isser Truma really stems from Tevel. So maybe all you're doing is essentially taking the Isser Tevel and separate and condensing it to the Truma. So maybe it's easier for somebody who's be able to do it, but from Yerushalmi it doesn't sound like that. In any case, Lamaisa, if we have a Machalkas here between Chachamim and Rav Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda, the passion is we pass on Chachamim that a Cheresh is certainly not a Bar Das. And that's indeed how most Rishonim Paskin, the Rambam here in source number 8, a Cheresh Keshote, She'ein Daita Nechona, Ve'eino Ben Mitzvah. That's the sheet of most Rishonim. There is two Tosfosim that seem to question this. Source number 9, the Tosfos writes, Hacha Mashv Dalach Karabanan, Vesekos Yivamos, Perek Acheresh, Mashv Dalach Karabalazar. That is a Suffolk. The sphere of Chia Bar Ashi Vishmuel Kabasei, the later Amoraim are dining in Shitas or Belazar. So says Tosfos, the Mashmos of the Gemara Yivamos is that the Lach is like a Belazar, that a Cheresh is a Suffolk, which is a huge Nafkamina. So that means a Cheresh a Kidesh, Choshin Lektusha. It's just a Cheresh a Taram, Choshin Lechumasa. And there's a Perish on Shabbos called. So he argues that Tosfos isn't really saying that. Of course, Tosfos is asking Akasha, how come, you know, the Gemara in Yevamos sounds like it can't be? But that's not the Pash, just in the Tosfos. Pash in the Tosfos, he's saying one Gemara sounds like Chachamim, one Gemara sounds like Rabbi Elazar. And likewise, Tosfos Shanim in Yevamos seems to say explicitly that it's a Suffix, verse number 10, Kaman Marshal Perka Cheresh, Ein Cheresh, Koim Marshal Isha Betruma, Av Truma Drabanan. The question is, if Truma is only Drabanan, can you Marshal Betruma Drabanan? The Cheresh is Sveika Havi. Cheresh is a Sveika. The woman is married to Safik. So there's a Tosfos Yishanim that says very clearly that a Cheresh has Safik Das, and Tosfos in Shabbos seems to imply that there's Machalkas Asugyas. But like I said, most of Shonim pass in Chachamim that a Cheresh is Lavai Das. Let's assume, like Chachamim, a Cheresh is Lavai Das.
Could Tosfos Yishanim just be quoting that Gemara? No, it's from that Gemara, so it'll come on Mashal
Cheresh. Yeah, I mean, you could. Right, the question is, why would he be springing it? Okay, it's always hard to know when he's not talking, he's writing a parish on Gemara, he's not writing a Psak Sefer. I thought it was Mashma, but I hear what you're saying. So let's assume a Chachamim that a Cheresh is Lavar Das. So why? Why is that? What's the makor for it? What's the reason for it? Any suggestions? Pardon?
Let's say off of Rav Elazar, you see that from Rav Elazar that it's a suffix, whether he has daita tzimusa. So the answer would be the Chacham would say that he doesn't have daita tzimusa.
So how do they know that? How do they know?
You ask the reason. You ask both the two. So obviously that would be the rationale, and it could have been just maybe a Metzias thing that they know.
Metzias, you're saying it's a Metzias. They did a Vatikah.
The easy way out is to say this, right? That it's that they just know that they don't know that they're like a shoftim.
They checked.
Yeah.
Empirical evidence. Okay. Any other reason why you might? So look, Rav Sinai. Okay. So if you look at Rashi here, source 11, it's quoting the Gemara Chagiga that says a shota is like a cheresh is like a shota. It's like bar das. Hachikim luhu l'rabbanan. The mishena shomei v'inu medaber lav bnei deyaninu. Hachikim luhu l'rabbanan. So how do you understand hachikim luhu l'rabbanan? So hachikim luhu l'rabbanan. A Kabbalah? But it's Hakakim Lul Rabbanan, a Metzias.
I think it's not all from Yusina. Meaning, even if it's.
He doesn't say Halacha from Yusina.
Right.
It's Kimlu.
There's an easy way to say Halacha from Yusina.
Right.
You just say Halacha from Yusina.
Okay.
And wouldn't have any
So there seems to be a focus in the Mepharshim of this issue. There's a Ritva in Yevamos who's discussing the status of a person who can't hear but can speak. We'll discuss it later. And he argues, if you look at the Ritva, the second line, Dahanu Pumayu Kaiv, a person who can hear but can't speak, he's a bendas. He just can't speak. His mouth hurts. Kolomar ki ilaim ein daito miturefes. A person who can't speak, he's totally intelligent. It's just he can't articulate what he's thinking. Kevan sheshomei. Person who can't hear is somehow trapped in his own world. Ome nifal, he's afraid. He can't interact with other people, and therefore he's nifal, and therefore he has a din of a shot. That's what he seems to be saying. It's not so clear what that means. Later, I'll try to give more concrete svaras. So, Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, in an article he wrote in Shana B'Shana, brings two svaros, which was found earlier. It's just easy to quote from here. Osrim choshvim shecherushus hilikui organi b'moach hilikui zeh gorem gam lechisaron das.
So if it's a metzias, it might be a physical metzias. Likui organi, meaning some type of chisaron in his brain. Or he says, "Vamatirim sovrim shatibshu shalcheresh mitesh einlo mimi l'lam vilmar." He's discussing a question we'll discuss soon about if you teach lcheresh how to communicate, what's the status? But the formations have he has likui organi, something inherent in the brain of the cheresh, or ein lo mimi l'lam. He can't learn from anybody because he can't communicate, and mimela he's stuck. So those are two reasons why even see us he might be a shote.
Could still be a halacha of Sinai that people like this are allowed to das. Meaning,
you don't need the halacha of Sinai if it's the,
no. Meaning we're explaining the pshat halacha of Sinai.
Okay, and you're trying to integrate the two studies. I want to present the two opposite studies. Let me just finish, then I'll take your hara. The Chacham Sofer, it's black and white, there's halacha of Sinai. Look at source number 14, or actually, it says Epsha. Epsha of a Kov Levadai. I'm not sure how you define Kov Levadai. Kov Levadai, Shekaki Alapa Moshe Vesina. So, and the Sosus Paneach in Hilchos Gerushin says there's a Kosov. Of course, the challenge with the Sosus Paneach is it doesn't tell you where there's a Pasuk or a Drasha that indicates this. So, before we get to source number 15, Chazin the Maikaimelan, the Cherishin of Shomea, the Velom Medavich say, Harim Keshote, Zeo Mitzad Gzeres HaKosov. So says he's communicating, he's still a cherish. So you see, it's exactly you have to have a kasuk to bag yourself up. It could be he means it's a level machine Sinai. There are many, many drushes in Shas that are might cherish to the katan. So for example, if we spoke about Truma before, the Gemara quotes a pasuk to Yerushalmi. The beginning of Trumos quotes the pasuk of Yidvenu Libo. Talks about Trumas Hafrakas Trumas, about Trumas Mishkan, but Dvenu Libo, Prat Cheresh and Shota. So that drasha doesn't tell us how we know a Cheresh and Shota is Lav Vadas. If you have to know he's Lav Vadas, then Lav Vadas, Dvenu Libo is Lav Vadas. So you always need this basic assumption, he's Lav Vadas, and then Ish Prat Katan. All the drashas assume that Cheresh and Shota and Katan are not Lav Vadas. The question is, how do you know that in the first place? So either it's a metzias, either because he's physically disabled, or he's totally fine, he just has no way to learn, or it's a lechem Sinai, or we'll call it a tzeres kasuv, but like I said, I don't really have a kasuv to back it up. Yeah?
If you say like a metzias, Gemara, you bring up a really good raya from the Gemara, it's obvious that it's going to be in the
Farsh,
right?
Right.
So like, what does the Gemara mean? If it's just really a metzias,
So the Gemara, okay, it's an excellent question. The Gemara says black and white that if he's communicated by writing, he's still a din of a cheresh.
That's the first pshat Gemara, but the second pshat Gemara, that's a real Gemara. Rav Papa says Avagat Hazin the Charev.
Yeah, he's Charev. He's brilliant.
Right.
Okay, so you could say it's a low pluke that al pi din, anybody who doesn't you speak and hear is considered a lav vadas, even if we know that he isn't.
Where does the
low plug
come from?
Just hold a second. Okay.
The two Sadam are very, very close, right? There's really very little difference between them.
I'm going to try to resist enough minas, but I hear you. Yeah.
Right.
Where does that low plug come from?
In general, halacha it's like that. Many halachas are like that. You start handling.
Talking about the arises.
It's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa.
There has to be halacha
moshe
mishnah.
Yeah,
right.
Is
that halacha moshe mishnah?
I hear. I don't have a good explanation for that. Yeah.
Well, I agree with that. Just one other point. Also, maybe I was not remembering the Gemara well, but I thought the ring of the Gemara was like the opposite. Like, it seems like he's very bright. If he can't write, then it's not enough. Once he can write, then that's what he considers.
No, writing's not enough.
What was that? Wasn't the Gemara like coming up? Okay, that how? I mean, I don't have to see. There's
two ways of Gemara. There's a Rebbe and a Rav Papa. There's two different ways of reading the Mishnah.
Okay.
The one says the Mishnah is not to be somebody to write, and Rav Papa says it's not to be somebody to write. It's to be somebody who is really smart.
Oh, exactly. In other words, if you're able to write, then would be good. It's not
No. Regardless of write, it's not to be somebody easy, not some threat. Because who can write?
Okay, look there after. Lemaisa, you have over here, source number 16. I guess, if you will, a svara for this gzeres kasuv for this lachash mazinai. If you look at the lachash katanos, he speaks about a cheresh who's very, very bright. Right, second line. Kana ya cheresh echad kolin hayachayet gadol shabir vayalokeach sidur b'shas tefila vayiromzimla vayom.
Yodeo Baki Bo Homi Bishas Tfilo and Osakapov and Nakil Lamdo Lazek Gon Shiktivu Aleph Bays. He found how to write. That's lechem. So he knew he wanted bread, he would write lechem. How come he's positive from mitzvahs? The Gemara says in Chulin that if you shachtu borov simanim, it's also in Gittin, I think, that the person is considered a chai and he can divorce his wife. So this person is functioning more than a person shachtu borov simanim. So why is he considered a lavardas? A person who's missing a basic chush, a spiritual chush, hearing and seeing is considered a person missing.
There's a famous sheet of Yehuda that assumes is patam and mitzvahs. What's wrong with suma? The suma is intelligent. You can't see. Louis Braille, right? You can be very intelligent, and you could be blind. It's not a chisara. So likewise, a person could be very intelligent and be a cheresh, right? Remind me, Helen Keller. Helen Keller, that's right. So says the Thanos. It's a gzeres akasub. Seems to say it's a din. Right? If a person is missing one of these chushim, he's like a behema. And even though he's very intelligent, we're not discussing the IQ of the cheresh. We're talking about halachic. It's a formal halachic category. Person who's missing, according to Yehuda, sight, and according to Chachamim, hearing and speech, is considered a lapardas. Not because of the tzias he's a lapardas. He's not missing anything in his, you know, in his IQ. It's not that we can't teach him. We can teach him. And he's very bright. He's charif. Our opinion is a local mashmasina slash there's a kasu that tells us, and this is a hazard for it, that you know, alpidin, he's missing one of the chushim hachashuvim, so he's considered alpiyalach alav about that.
This is only the guy that gets. Right? No one says that a suma is called a labradas called a
bully. I don't know. According to Yehuda, he's not just Mrs. Essay, or it's Patrick from Averis, or I think it's a Shaila.
It's
just Mrs. Essay, or it's also Averis.
I thought it was just this essay, but I thought for sure in other areas of halacha where we require das,
I don't know.
It could be Torah.
The Gemara goes through.
It's Jumasa, it's true.
According to Yehuda?
I think so.
Rav
Moshe mentions this in that Tshuva.
Rav
Moshe is through. Tshuva.
Whether that's Suma, is it Bob? Gemara says, and Rav Yehuda went even further.
No one says that
the
Suma is called
a
Labardas.
No, he goes on. The thing how Yerbi called Dinim Shabbatorah. My time at Yerbi Huda, Shabbatu Edomina, Koshi Edom Mavaka, Begoal Adam, Yishu Mishpat, Koshi Edom Mavaka, Begoal Adam, and Mishpat, Tan Eda, Rabbi Huda Omer, Suma Ainlo Boshet, Potro Mikol Mitzvah, Samor Shabbatorah.
Okay, so it's a sugya, if I'm coming to the paper,
it's a mishpat, you think these only...
Can you mekadosh a woman? Can you mekadosh a woman? I'm not sure. The impression you get from the halachas k'nas is that a suma is out. Just like a cheresh is out for chachamim, a suma is out for Rabbi Yehuda. But I'm not sure.
Well, he's talking about mitzvahs, right?
I mean, there's a progression. The point is, the Gemara continues on about, like, different levels of, like, maybe you would have only thought it was limited. But that's probably the skavim, who does the mitzvahs. And I have to see the whole sugya more fully, but
potentially.
I mean, the Gemara is going through different levels of like how putter is he really?
The impression you get from Lachas Khan is that he thought Asuma is mamish, he can't mekadosh a woman. That's the impression you get from Lachas Khan, because he's trying to equate it to a cheresh. You're saying mehechatesi. And it could be. You have to see, you know, who speaks what sheets of Yehuda. I think I remember.
Here's this line about v'cha. This was v'cha hayor Yehuda poter mi'chavi galios mi'chavi malchus mi'chavi nisus beitin.
It's part of Ronshin.
It's part of right.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
No, but I mean, what are you talking about?
Maybe at least in terms of other areas of where we require bardas. He's considered
bardas. Okay, fine. I was just saying
the
Gemara is talking about it not only right.
Maybe Magad.
That right. I agree with that second question. I'd say yeah, it's not only about mitzvahs asayit, although the Gemara is like working through different levels, but at least at that point, the Gemara is having even higher mitzvahs.
Right. Okay. So I wanted to explore a couple of afkaminas this question. Again, getting back to your point, you're saying it's not such a chakira, really. The halacha of Moshe Sinai, say it again, what do you want to say?
The halacha of Moshe Sinai, meaning, what we're saying, Shana
halacha of Moshe Sinai.
Shana
halacha
of Moshe Sinai is set up b'chlal das.
I don't see it, because the whole point is it's intelligent. And yeah, he's not a baras al pidin. This understanding is that it's a metzias. The Chazal looked around, kimlu, again, the question I raised was, what does Rashi mean when he says, kimlu hu l'rabanan, is Kimlu a Kabbalah? You know, so there's a cost. So first, Kimlu, an understanding of the empirical evidence, the Mitzvah.
The point won't be, there shouldn't be an Afrimina because we know that even in a case where he's Charif, he's still not a Radas.
So that's exactly what I want to discuss. Okay?
The Gemara seems to say that.
Okay, so the it seems to say that. The question is going to get at it. Yeah.
Well, another riot to what Rav Solomon was saying is that the Sam Sofer, right, the context of Sam Sofer is like Jewish, and they think he's being mafkia from that other possibility. In other words, he's saying it's halacha Moshe Sinai and not.
Because even if he's Sparrow, yeah, so there.
Right. Exactly. Sam Sofer agrees with him.
In terms of like, Katan also put in the same like point. Be raped. I mean, like the Golden Gold when he was 3 or 7 right. Or whatever, you know, different stories.
Right, so many of the family make this point. They say, listen, many Katanim are very intelligent, and yeah, if you didn't, they're probably mitzvah, so it's going to be, so it must be a successful kasu. And you might say it's easier to say that when you're katan, because there's a point where it changes. So you say, hey, this kasu until he's 13, then he's a bardas. This person's been living his whole life, la bardas, it pulls your heartstrings, it doesn't sit well with people. How can it be? You say, well, okay, he's exceptional, most kids aren't so bright, he was exceptional, sure. But to say that for his whole life, this piquet is going to be la bardas, makes people feel uncomfortable. I understand that. I'm not saying it should be machria, but if you're saying it's easier to say success because of where there's a point where it changes. And to say his whole life, it's harder to say.
Putting you also one more point, just like say maybe das isn't just about intelligence, it's like something else. That could be another rationale for the exercise of some sort of awareness.
So that's, I think, part of what I was saying before. You know, this is Nifhal, you know. Exactly. What is the Ritzvah Mimini?
But you think about that too. The girl might have known all the Tanakh and with a certain experience and awareness so that only
the Kovitz. It could be. And they're saying, therefore, it's a Din of Metzias or it's a Halakha
Moshe? I was suggesting a rationale.
Because it's a rationale. What the Halakha Kanoz is doing, I think, is a rationale for the
Halakha. Right, so I was suggesting a similar one.
It could be that's what the Kibbutz.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to say. I don't think it's the only way to learn it.
Also,
no, and then that would not answer Gemara. You know, I say Gemara would
offer. There are other ways to get around
it. It could be that the word Charif is not necessarily a contradiction to Kalishta. Meaning Kalishta could be the opposite of Kalishta, like Tzilusa, and you could be
no,
and Kalishta.
The Gemara says explicitly, Kalishta is one question, Tzilusa is another question. Kalishta means he has less das, and the question is, less das do you have? Is it Tzilusa or not Tzilusa? That's
what
the Gemara said.
I know. What?
The Gemara in Yevamos says that it's clear he has das Kalishta. The question is, does the Kalishta that he have, is that Tzilusa or not? That's how the Gemara found it. I'm going to discuss about Akhmini, it's not so much time. I think it'll become a little better. So, Nafkaminas. First Nafkamina, Pikeach, Shenis Charish. What's it din by a Pikeach Shenis Charish? So, the Mishnah that I quoted earlier, source number 1, Nischarish and Nishtata, a husband who became a Charish, Rafon and Islan, Eino Motzi L'Olamis. He can never divorce his wife. So it's pretty clear in the Mishnah that a person who was a Pekeach, and Nischarish, becomes a Charish Legame. And yet, Tosefta quotes a different Deya, it's also quoted in the Gemara in Gittin, the Fine Aleph, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Eizu Charish, Kol Shuhaya Charish Mitchi Lasso. He has to be a Charish Meikara. Well, Pekeach and Nischarish, who co-save law, pain and kind, you know, the other. According to Shimon Gamliel, a person who's in Mikeach and Ischarish is not considered a Cheresh. He can divorce his wife.
That's in the Mishnah, in the Bible, you can also.
Right. It's co-save.
Yeah.
Right, no, I know. That's the reason yeah. Right.
Oh,
it's right.
So, it's comes from Tosefta, that's why I put it. So, the. You look at the Pesach HaKolas, the Prima Gadin, if any Vesupak Vizet, again, we pass like Chachamim, that he can't get divorced. If any mesubak v'zeh, after Amru begitin v'yavamos, the nischarish achach ein motzia beget, shema rak misafeku v'lo vada. He's not sure if this, you know, do we really pass like Chachamim, or maybe we pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So what's this debate? If the chisaron of cheresh, it's a metzias, that he's something's wrong with his head, or that he's nowhere to learn from. So now he's nischarish. So it could be something happened in his mind, it's possible, but certainly in Eilam Milmod, he already learned. He's already writing, he's communicating. It's hard to say that a cheresh, a pikeach and nischarish, is still is a cheresh. L'chora, he's a pikeach, at least according to this opinion. Whereas, if it's a lechom shusinai, if there's a custom, you could argue that it might say he's a cheresh, it might include even that. So the pashtus says he's a cheresh here, whereas here, it could be he's a pikeach, here, yesh lach, but what changed? When he was nischarish, maybe he's a cheresh. Maybe not. The second half kamina, very important halacha l'maisa. But 200 years ago, they started trying to help these kids who are chereshim, and they had in Europe a number of very successful academies that helped these children. And the achronim debate what their status is. So often, what happens is that they actually learn how to speak a little bit, and if they can learn how to speak a little bit, so then he's already considered a medaber v'neshameyas, so it's more pashut. But Lo Yitzur, and this also could happen, that they didn't teach him how to speak at all. Or he can only make noises that aren't discernible to people who don't know. Therefore, it's Yimamish is a pikeach, the guy goes to law school. Today, he has to go to law school and can't speak. And the question is, what's their halacha? Are they still considered a cheresh? So, Ravadi has a nice summary of this. It's a long truth, I just quoted part of it. The fellow is a professional tailor. Nifla, the notes of the notes of Malach Tachish Pekeach, but Yadea Kol Seder Tfilas of Haris Acherim Tachas Seder, he's the Gabbai in the Shul. Ayei Tfila Shel Chol Veshel Shabbos Veshel Moadim. Umevin Hum Mitachak Sav Yadea Likros, he can read. V'helash Afa Pichain Dina Keshot V'Katan, doesn't make a difference, he can be very intelligent, and they taught him well, but he's still Keshot V'Katan. Shel Nidnu Chachamim Divrei Mashiurim. Now this is, of course, Vindaraisa, but Chachamim could be some type of Masra Kasul Chachamim. Cheresh Sheinam Dabri and Shonea, he's a din of a shote, soft pasuk. Whereas many other achronim argue, Rabbeshut Nachlas Binyamin Yishal Gamke Vidin Cheresh Ilem Shalom and Likros Lichto Vispal Vesa Sefer the Cheresh Ilmin Imit Sarif Lasar. He comes from a minion. Lachal Maisa. Fehel the Shikavish at Sirif Lasar Dvarim Shabtush Rakhtar Rabbanan. Chenish at Sarif Laminion. Vashakosuk Poskim Shechesh Shomev Enu Dabri Enu Sarif Laminion. They rak with Stam Cheresh Enu Bar Das. Vin Keres Machshaftum Mitoch Maisa. Well, Cheresh Kazesh Loma Laniach Tefillin Lizaniki Hogan. He comes to Shul, puts on Tefillin, he learns. Nikra Bar Chiyuv Mitzvah Ubar Das. Sheimach Shafta Nikeresh Mitoch Ma'asa. The Kaimulam Shebe Tivi Sofrim Lizkashay Vekach. L'Cheresh Tzarfal Asar. So he says he's a Bar Das, but he's not willing to say it's a Bar Das for everything. He says I'm a Dindra Abaner Mikim Yisomich, which is still significant. So how do you look at a Cheresh Shalomad? You know, Kepikeh. Cheresh Shalomad. He's totally again. Assuming he didn't learn how to speak. He learned how to speak, it's more obvious. But let's say he didn't learn how to speak, what's it din? Cheresh Shalomad. He can communicate through ksiva, he's intelligent, he holds a job. Is he a din of a cheresh or not? So if you say it's a lechol mashu b'sinai, there's a cause. So what would we say? Still a cheresh. Whereas if you say that either he's a liku in his das, or he doesn't have what to learn, certainly according to this, you'd say he's a pikeach. And folks are willing to, you know, Liashev has a tshuva about it, Rishon Zalman, people go with this out of sof, for Din and Rabbanan, they're all willing to be mekel. Pardon?
What's the Gemara on Kulin that he's kind of the Dibis over
Yishev's Kashi? I'm going to get to that. That's the Gemara that speaks about Im Machshavto Nikeres B'toch Maisav. We're going to get to that in a few minutes.
Right. It could be, just, it could, I mean, I can see when we have the Gemara, but it could just be that even if it's a, there's a Kaso, but there's a Din and Rabbanan, then he can count a Din and Rabbanan. Don't care.
The way they formulate it is that he's a bardas. They don't say that the doesn't sound like that to me. But I theoretically, here we say.
This is all assuming like the prima god, right? Let's see. So if we don't assume like the prima god, then we're saying that even that if he can write, we don't assume that even. So presumably, if he could write his nikaras mitoch ma'aseh, that he's a pikeach, and yet we still don't say that the metzias showed.
Right, you're saying these opinions are very similar because the kid who you teach how to learn basically is like the pikeach and nischarish. You could argue, you can say this is different together, but...
I mean, the Gemara already gave a case where the Metzias shows that...
That was a case of a pikeach and nischarish. This is a case of cheresh mekara. So it's a different question. I mean, there's a parallel, there are parallel afkaminas, but I don't think you can easily mechala, because a cheresh mekara, he's out. He's totally gone. A pikeach and nischarish, it's a different parasha. The question is, was he really nischarish? He's still communicating. Maybe he's not called nischarish, because he's able to communicate. But I see how you could, basically argue that they're the same.
Sure, no.
The next afkamina is the din of Cheresh and Medaber and Shomer. I mentioned before that in most of Shas, Cheresh means a person who's Eino Shomer Eino Medaber. Except for one exception. What's the exception? Mishnah Megillah. Can a Cheresh read the Megillah? You have to say that the Cheresh there is what? Medaber, because then it's not a Shalim. He's not going to mozi anybody. He's not Medaber. So that there the Mishnah says Cheresh, and it refers obviously to a, you know, Medaber. But in any case, there is a question what the status of a Cheresh Eino Shomer Medaber is. So the Gemara in Gittin Ayin Aleph says Medaber Eino Shomer Zeh Cheresh Shomer Eino Medaber Zeh Ilein. So it seems pretty black and white that a cheresh that's medaber ve'eino shomea is a pikech, black and white. Problem is, there's a strange Rambam that the Beis Yosef quotes. I'm sure you saw it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, I think in Kuf Chaf, right? Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Chaf. Rambam Hilchos Mechira, Perek Tes. Cheresh eino shomea v'lo medaber, medaber eino shomea klum. Mocher v'lo kech matatlin v'remiza v'lo karka. So this person is medaber, and yet he can't buy karkos. Af matatlin is kaimu ma'isav atchaboskin osav bedikos rablos mitzachim daber. Even matatlin, he's mesupak. The rabbi says, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such concept. As soon as he's medaber, he's kipeach l'chol daber. And the Rambam is leibedik because there's a steer between Hilchos Ishos and the Chorim Gin evolves. Lamaisa, is there any hesber for this Rambam? So, if it's a question of metzias, it's really hard to argue that cheresh medaber eino shomea is a cheresh. If we see his medaber coherently and he's able to communicate, there's very little room to say that he has likui in his das or that he can't learn, because you see he does. You know, again, I want to say, but the Rambam said there's only say you have an hour conversation with a guy, so he's medaber, medaber, medaber.
Isn't
so,
that just the same?
All these things are connected. I mean, they're different Hagi Timsies. I don't think they're fundamentally different.
If he could be medaber, just the fact he's medaber doesn't mean that he knows what you're talking about.
Again, there's empirical evidence. So you see a person giving a shear, so it could be it's a parrot, but it's hard to argue that his whole life is a parrot and it all works out. I mean,
okay, that's not a din in him talking necessarily. Kind of also talking about
us. Right. So what are you trying to say?
No, meaning the fact that the Rambam holds that if he's talking, he's not a das, doesn't necessarily mean that he holds that it's...
He says he's a bit of a
head. ...a child of Metzias or not Metzias.
I don't
it could just be that in Metzias, the Rambam assumes that people that talk, even if they can't hear, also don't have das.
But how can that make any sense if he's talking coherently?
I don't know I don't know what coherently means for the Rambam. Meaning,
a Chazan can speak.
Doesn't have das.
Doesn't have das off he did.
Right, could say a sentence.
Right, so again, like I said, intuitively, I think we assume...
The fact that a Chazan can say passing the milk doesn't mean he has das.
And you've had a whole conversation with him, and he can't even share it with the group.
Yeah, he doesn't understand you know, what it means to sell real estate.
So you're timing that what? That a medaver doesn't really mean that, I don't know, I intuitively...
I think it can't. A medaver can't mean he has das, because
the Rambam doesn't
think... Because
a katan
can't. Yeah, because a
katan can
talk.
Okay, so you're really essentially, you know, being maksha on my formulation, not on the fundamental idea that I'm claiming. Meaning, what's beyond the Rambam? Why is a medaver in Shomea considered a suffix cherish? So I'm saying, if it's an Ocham Mishmi Sinai, Yesh Lazu, maybe he can't hear, he's still a cherish.
Or maybe because
whereas if it's a function of the likun is das, and we learn, so it's very hard to argue that here. That's what I'm saying.
Is that more from the safe
of
the
Rambam? Yeah, what?
Rambam said, Va'afna Tatlan is kind of nice, but I should wait for nice and deepest rabbis when you get from the Dabar.
So you're saying you have to check, so you have to see where he's holding.
Right.
So Lachora, it's a function of the Mitzi, of the. So you're arguing.
No, that's just what the Mishnah says.
That shows us it's not that here it's a question of
the Braisa that
what
says
is
that
his, what is his status?
What is his status? And therefore, if he's bodik him and it's good, so then he's okay.
Then he's okay.
So therefore, I mean, the Rambam has two tabs. There's Karkos is always out, and Metaltalin have to be bodik also. So you want to be derived from the fact that by Metaltalin. I was trying to say, I think, that since by Karkos he's always bad, so it's a raya, it's just a din. You're telling me no, but by Metaltalin, you're both kinoso, so it's a raya, it's more metzias than.
I mean, what's the rationale for that? Isn't that, why would you allow Metaltalin? We allow kids also to do Metaltalin, the rationale is because...
So just take an olam, you're saying.
Right.
So then on the kalkalos. What's wrapped in kalkalos? It's always moving from kalkalos. So I'm saying the fact that he has enough for chai nefesh, you know, that's very nice. But al pidin, he there's a kalkalos. I get a suggestion. It could be wrong. It's basically a Rambam anyway. There's a student around them, so I leave it at that. But I thank you for your honors. It could be that it's not. The remaining time I have, I don't have so much time. I really want to focus on one question. There are really two questions to be asked. I want to focus on one of the two questions. It's pashut that a cheresh, a shot, and a katan are people. You can't kill a cheresh, a shot, and a katan, right? It's a tzicha to kill him. Was a kal cheresh, if you curse a cheresh, you violate the law. It's pashut that he's a person, it's pashut he's a Jew, there's a chiyuv called nefesh. These are dvar pshut. But yesh lachkor does a cheresh of the katan who does an aveira isn't a maisavim. It's a famous klal in the Achronin. Is a katan's maisavira, katan shehigdil, you know, does he have to pay back later, b'chule? It's usually discussed in the context of katan. I didn't see a discussion of a cheresh, but yesh lachkor, the same question, is a maisavira of a cheresh called a maisavira? Or likewise a shot. That's the question I want to focus on. Is it a maisavira? At the same time, in the background, which I don't have time to get into now, there's a question of the hierarchy between a cheresh, a shot, and a katan. Is one more, is one less? What exactly is the interrelation between them? Which I'll touch upon, but I'm not going to analyze fully yet.
So just to clarify, might have a meaning like in terms of whether it be worthy of onesh, whether or not like...
Well, the pashut is part of the
onesh. Is halos on something?
Like, is it a halos? Yeah.
I know what sense you mean like a might
have
a
meaning. So
I'll... Can you
match them? It's pashut of Toronto. That's pashut. But I'll discuss, I just brought at the beginning, I was trying to search for something, so this is what came up. It's not really, it's an interesting, cute story of Reb Chaim, discussing Misasek. If you look at source number 22, Uvda b'shamati itzla Reb Chaim, she'echen matzah chayfetz b'kiso achas yasu sh'saravim b'shabes v'shal Reb Chaim eze tikun l'tshuva v'ischaret ma'od sh'avar b'Israel atzah b'shabes. A fellow walked outside, there was no Eruv, or for the briskers, even if there was an Eruv, and he felt bad that he carried, you know, in the Rosh Hashanah. Heishiv lo agrach, hotzo lo avarta mi achar shalo yadata klal sheish chifetz bekischa, zo misasek. Vichosem alech lech shabbos. It's not a mis aveira, it's misasek. Aval avarta al tikin chazal, chayi vedel mashvish begodov, erev shabbos yukhashecha, aval zeh ta chayi vlaksu b'shuva. Okay, I guess didn't assume like the Nesivas, that didn't assume the Rabbanan, maybe there is no need for shuva, okay. Anyway, if it's done b'shogeg. In any case, Omlam Dabrazet Talloy Beplugta Rukiva Eger Bachovastas, Begedem is Asek, Im Ein Kan Maisa Isra Klau. This is a famous Chakira in many areas of Allah. A person does a Maisa Yasek. No need for Shuva, no, it's a Maisa Veira, that's just as a Ptur. A person does a Maisa Beones. It's a little different. It's not Maisa Asek, it's Ones. So is that not a Maisa Veira? In Yom Kippur, we clap Al Chet, what's the first one? Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha. Beones of Ratzah. The Rambam writes black and white, that in Ones there's no need for Shuva. There are different, you know, approaches to how you look at a mitzvah of onus, how you look at a mitzvah of sasek, how do you look at a mitzvah of a katan, that's what I began with. I want to discuss, really, the question of a mitzvah of a cheresh. So if you look here at the Mishnah in Shabbos, verse number 23, person is traveling Friday afternoon, being late, and Shkia is coming, so he has his wallet. Chazal were concerned that if you don't give him something to head there, he's going to carry on Shabbos. So what do? You put it on your animal, or you give it to a goy. V'shakshich v'derech nosin kisul enochri. You give your wallet to the goy. You put it on the chamor, and the whole discussion how you walk with the chamor. You can't violate mechamer, but you let the animal walk, etc. Chamor v'cheresh. Let's say there's no goy. There's only a chamor and a cheresh shot of the katan. A chamor manachli. Put it on the chamor. The cheresh shot of the katan. Don't give it to the person. Give it to the animal. My time. Hani adam. Hai lav adam. Cheresh shot of the katan are people. Cheresh v'shota. You have two. You're walking with two people. A cheresh and a shota. Who do you give it to? You give it to the shota. Says Rashi, why? Because a shota is a lav das, and a cheresh has das klishta. Then the Gemara says, shota the katan, you have a shota and a katan. Who do you give it to? You give it to the shota. Again, a shota and a katan are both lav das, but the katan is asi lechalchiyav, and the shota is not going to be asi lechalchiyav. We don't anticipate his refuah. And then there was an interesting question. Well, if you have a cheresh and a katan, is it better to give to the cheresh, better to give to the katan, etc. So I want to tell on this first suffix, cheresh v'shota. You have a cheresh and a shota. Who do you give it to? You give it to the shota. Why, says Rashi? Because the cheresh is a law of bardas klal, and the shota is a law of bardas klal, and the cheresh is daito klishta. So I ask you, what's the difference? They're both potter. The cheresh on your right is potter, and the shota on your left is potter. So if they're both potter, what's the yitaron of giving the wallet to the shota and not to the cheresh? They're both potter. What do you mean learn from it? He's a cheresh, he's potter.
I know, but he'll learn from it and like Shota like won't affect him at all. Because like he doesn't know who's
going. We don't care if he learns from it, he's potter. He's potter and Gansu.
No, the problem is not that he's gonna do averos, but the problem is that like the cheresh will see that like, oh, like this is a thing people do more. Or things that look like averos and maybe someone will see it.
Well, that speaks about in the suffix of cheresh and Katan, the Gemara says, what's as far as not to give it to the Cheresh? Because people are going to learn from it. People will see him, they're not going to know he's a Cheresh, and they're going to think it's okay. So you could argue the same thing. A Cheresh is less discernible as a you can't really see, he's walking normally. A Tota might be walking in a way that shows his Shtus, although Lav Dafka could be a person who shows him, he's walking Kaladim. In fact, he's a Shtus, doesn't mean he's walking funny. It's not necessarily connected.
Right, I think so, because Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it has to do with that Klishta.
Right.
So I was saying that, like, maybe he'll learn, and then maybe he'll like repeat it because he has that Klishta, so he'll be aware that he's doing it, and he'll repeat this.
And never what?
No, and then you'll have lots of Averas being done in Klai Yisrael,
isn't it a Avera? Oh, see, I think you want to say what I wanted to say. Meaning,
yeah.
That maybe a Shota doesn't have a Maisa Veira, but the Cheresh is a Maisa Veira. That's what I wanted to argue. I didn't know right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I wasn't saying that.
You're not saying that?
I wasn't.
So what do you say?
I didn't want to like pin myself down to that.
Why are you saying it's lots of Aveiras? Is it an Aveira or is it not an Aveira?
It's not a problem for him. It's a problem for everyone else who sees. Meaning, it's a problem for him.
Because everyone learned from it.
It's a problem for the community.
It's a problem for the community. And it's not a problem when the Shota does it?
Your Shota won't do it. That's what I'm saying.
He won't learn from it. I don't know. Shota is sometimes even seen Umdana. Yeah, yeah. If the Shota is going to keep on doing it,
that's what Rashi was saying. That's the difference between Daddy Klishta and Nodas.
It could be. It's a Hashara. I mean, it's possible. I have no proof for it.
That's what I know. Klishta sounds like a buzzword for Rebbe Elazar, who says that. It's
oh, so you could. You could.
Sound like here's a something according to one Tana. Here it's not a something according to any Tana.
Okay, so the thing is that later on.
In trouble. The Gemara is working.
That could be another rhyme for the Tosfos I was quoting earlier. The thing is, later the Gemara.
Meaning it's safer. Kuliyam is motive. I have a choice between entering Machal Lishanam or not.
So I like what you're saying, Miswara. In the next few lines of the Gemara, it's clearly not the case. Because the Gemara has this Shaila, which I didn't read because I don't have so much time. Cheresh Vakatan Mai, the third line. Ibarilu Labalazar Latavailach. Tani Ravisakon Shum Yezer, Rabbi Elazar, Shumas Cheresh Lotate Lachulim Feshu Safik. So according to Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer, it's Parshut that you should give it to the Katan, because the Cheresh might be Chayef. He divided that into Rabbanan. So it's clear that till this point we weren't working with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. So I don't think you can. As far as I think you're correct, I don't think you can say that in the Gemara. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm thinking through. I hear what you're saying. I'm just thinking.
Right.
Well, it could be that according to the Rabbanan, there would be an opposite Svar in that case.
What do you mean?
Meaning that according to the Rabbanan, there's an opposite Svar for Katan. He's also with Faldas. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, but by Shota, there's no opposite Sfara that you should give it to the Shota. So we're not going to ask, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. We'll just say.
The Shaila is Cheresh and Shota. So the Gemara says Cheresh. I asked, what's the Milo Cheresh? He's also Pater. He's just as Pater as the Shota. He has a little more Das. Shkai.
That the Gemara doesn't have to go through the Tadim of the Rabbanan. Because as long as we have a reason to give it to the Cheresh, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to just give it to the Cheresh. Because it's better for Shita Rabbi Eliezer. But in the next stage of the Gemara, where we have Cheresh and
Kata, so saying it's working under behind the scenes, we're really cautious for Rabbi Eliezer. It could be.
It doesn't have to be like all the vices. It's like it's obvious that there's no need to enter Machlokas. Like you're asking, I have to pick
one. Okay, right? I hear you say. I want to suggest.
Another side of the order.
Technically, I hear what you're saying. You might be right. I'm not sure. I don't rhyme what I'm saying, except for Svara. But I think you can argue that maybe a Maisa Avera of a Cheresh is a Maisa Avera, but a Maisa Avera of a Shota is not a Maisa Avera at all. Why? Because as you said, the Shota has no Das. If he has no Das, it's a Maisa Kofalma. Whereas if he has some Das, so it's still called, it's not enough a Das to be Chayev. He's not liable for what he does, but it's still a Maisa Avera. That's the argument I want to make. And I want to discuss a couple of nachminas. Yeah.
Rabbi Silverman's point works well with the Rabbi Yosef Engel that says that there is an inyan to be memayit melechas Shabbos in general, even by someone who's not a bar chiyuv.
Mm-hmm.
So there is
a,
there
so
is
I would argue that maybe there's a difference between a cheresh and a shota.
Exactly.
That maybe right. for a cheresh, yes, because it's right. a maisa avera. Whereas a shota, yeah, so right. for kof alma, maybe there's really no inin whatsoever. Thank you. I didn't know that you were saying. Okay. And if you look at Rabbi Hananel here, I don't know if you're going to call it smach, but the interesting lashon. So number 24, Yisrael cheresh or shota or katan inin nos and kiso leechem mihen elanos and kiso alachamor. So if there's an animal, you give it to the animal. Olam li groa behen knows he always the garubin. You always want to mamay as much as you can. When cheresh v'shota, you give it to the shota. The katan v'shota knows the katan v'shota knows saying.
Shota
v'katan,
shota
v'shota. Okay, thank you. V'shota garua b'vnei adam she'ein hefresh bin adam l'behema ela hadas v'tfuna v'zeh kevin she'ein lo das. So this is Rabbi Hanel that the shota is like a behema. Now, it's not Mars like a behema, because if you have a behema and a shota, you give it to the behema. So there's a behema mamish, and there's a person who's like a behema. Again, I don't want to chas v'shalom, you know, in terms of how you relate to these people, I'm not referring to that. I'm just saying in terms of Alpidin, the shota is like a behema, more like a behema, and the cheresh is not like a behema. Cheresh has das klishta. So again, maybe because a shota is more like a behema, it's not a maizavera, whereas a cheresh, it is a maizavera, just a ptur onshi. There is a tshuva we'll discuss later in Malcolm Shmuel, a German early Achron. It discusses a fascinating case. A woman who was acting very naked, and she was once on the street naked, no onus. It was clearly not an onus. And then she became a pikeach again, and she wanted to go back to her husband. The question is this is she considered, you know, having had a forbidden relationship to which asked her for her husband? So, we'll discuss this in a minute, but Toch Kedei, the discussion, he makes an interesting point. He writes over here, the katan asil chaldas. Shemachi yatur v'machaber gabi shota v'katan the shota yayivle. Kazku v'pshitu shatam yishun desha katan asil chaldas. Well, ata eno afilu das klishta. The katan right now is no das, but he will be chayiv in some das. So when the katan is a katan, a cheresh is really has more das. But still, the katan is going to have complete das, and therefore you give it to the cheresh over the katan. Kemo shota, so the katan is like a shota. The gara mi cheresh. Onir lomar she lamdu hatur v'chaber kein the katan in lo das klal. T'chashiv v'talmud lo sof. Haynu cheresh shota v'katan. Im kein al kol fashu karua mi shota. So he views this statement of cheresh, shota, katan is having halachic significance. That it's there's gradations. There's a cheresh, he is the most ask, died to klishta. There's shota, and then there's katan, which he argues is even less than a cheresh, and maybe even less than a shota. Which is interesting. Of course, you can also be chal between different katan, there's katan shigilachin, legilachin, but he's lumping them together, and usually we don't aren't chalak in these areas of halacha, between kigilachin and legilachin. So it's just interesting, and this is a topic I don't have time to discuss, but in terms of hierarchy, so just I'm putting it out there. But the question I want to ask is Maisa Becheresh, is it called a Maisa Vera or not? So you might say, Law, it's not a Maisa Vera, or you might say, Cain, it is a Maisa Vera, just a Ptur Anshu. Ptur Anshu. So, what does that mean to this question? So, as I mentioned before, there's an iser to give a katan chazak. Give a katan, in one of Rambam's lines, by three particular surim, Tumas Kohanim, Shratzim, and Dam. And many of Rambam's lines, it's a halacha and called Tarkula. You can't give a katan, Mimakshal Yadayim, you know, any iser, certainly any iser tar. So, what's a din by Cheresh? Can you Mimakshal Cheresh? It's a famous discussion, Shuvah Chassam Sofer, where there was a Cheresh that they wanted to send him to one of these schools in, you know, Western Europe where they can teach him, and the school didn't let the kid have kosher food. It was a goyer school, and he wonders, can you send him there even though you're being makshel him? Is that called being makshel him or not? And then the assumption is that, you know, he's going to get better, so it's not sack to become a das. In any case, so this is my focus. Mefarshim, most of them assume there's an iser darais at the feed. A cheresh is says the Rashba, verse number 26. Mi wakati lo mechuverli midvakshinan v'gemara cheresh v'cheresh es nami lochil. The katan ochel nevelosu v'ochelas The masnisin machil yadayim. Inami omrim lo uchlo mashim. Come read it quickly. Haylav katan ochal velusu elam achilim yadayim va'asur milos achilum. So again, can read it a little slowly later. But there, he assumes that there's an isur of los achilum even by a cheresh. Whereas the shoot Shiva Tzion, the son of the Nod of Yehuda, Shmuel Landau, many of his shuvas appear in the Nod of Yehuda, and he also has his own sefer called Shiva Tzion. So he writes over there, Shoshana 27, Hayotze Mizeh, the Inan Lomar, the Hazir Hapichim, this is supposed to be Israel Cherish. When we call Svara, Kamosha Inan, Suvin Lahafish Cherish, Mizer, Kamokin Mutil, the Sapos, or Israel Yadayim, Kaman Shaino, the Mitzvahs. Says the Shiva Tzion, there's no Isser L'Savos V'Yadayim. So if you assume that a Maisa V'Cheresh is not a Maisa V'Era, then what would you say about L'Savos V'Yadayim? It's Mutar Tasser. Pardon?
Maybe
Mutar. It's Mutar. It's possibly Mutar.
I mean,
whereas if it's a Maisa V'Era, certainly it should be us.
This is assuming that the Maisa V'Katan is a Maisa V'Era.
Right.
And yes. And many Chorim assume that.
Also, we should.
I'm not discussing shote yet.
I know. Wouldn't they have the same machlokes by a shote? That sounds like
it could be a shote is better, because a shote might exactly the argument I tried to make a minute ago, that I don't sometimes formulate this, but maybe you argue that by a shote it's taka mutter, l'sapos biadayim, whereas, right?
I know Rebbe would formulate that, but I'm saying it sounds like their machlokes doesn't seem to come in.
They're talking about Cherish, they're not talking about Shota.
They're talking about Svara. It's like just like you don't have to be
Machin. In a Kanavi, I'm not saying necessarily.
It's like a Shiloh, like when they when they're inserting
Machin. Okay, I only have few minutes, so I'll just try to run through this and we can shmooze after. Chinuch. So the Pasha says there's no mitzvah Chinuch by a Shota or a Katan, a Shota or a Cherish, because they're not going to be Asil Chalchiv. And that's what the Prima Gadim says in the Psicha Kolamas. But if you look at source number 29, the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shabbos, it says a fascinating thing. It says, "V'hu adin shote kai gavna l'shayach chinuch hein lebeis din ol aviv aval cheresh katan yishlomer d'das kalishta u'mechuyu v'chanuch." What does that mean? There's no chiyuv chinuch by a cheresh, but there is by a shote. There is chiyuv chinuch by a shote. There's no chiyuv chinuch by a shote. There is chiyuv chinuch by a cheresh. It's a kolosh. This type of kolosh is not a reference of a kolosh. So.
I mean, right, the Rabbanan say yes, in Matthias is type of Kalishta, but we just say that's not a suffix of type of Tzvu.
Right. And still, says the Prima Gadim in one place, that there's a mitzvah chinuch.
Right.
So if you assume that the Cheresh has a Maisa Avera, I say, listen, it's true he's a Chayv of Mitzvahs, but we don't want Averas happening in Klal Yisrael. So we should mechanech him not to eat chaser. We should mechanech him to put on tefillin, even though it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. Again, there's a question of Inam Suba Ose, is it like a woman? Can you get tzchar? You know, by a cheresh, meaning a katan who does a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah minotara. A woman who does a mitzvah, we assume that it's a mitzvah minotara. Ashkenazim say brachos. What about a cheresh? Can a cheresh do a mitzvah that he gets schar for it? So it could be, again, that a shot attack a knot, because it's not a maisa mitzvah, it's not a maisa aveira, whereas a cheresh, yes. And this really comes from source number 30, where the Gemara, which was referenced earlier, speaks about the idea of katan yeshlo machshava. And if it's machshava nikra mitoch ma'asav, is that significant? So, just to make a long story short, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Taras, a katan, I think Maseches Machshirin, if I'm mistaken, a katan, you know, brings up the peiros to the roof. So if he brought them up, in order that they should get wet, that's called hechsher. It's kiyuta. So that if a cheresh did it, so is that significant? So the Gemara seems to say that it's significant, because if he is mahapech, it rains, and then he pushes the te'enim into the water, so you see that he didn't do it just to dry out or whatever, he also wanted them to get wet. He also wanted the mayim. So there's a perush from Gadim on Chulin, the Rosh Yosef. He argues that there's a difference between a katan, a cheresh, and shot in this regard. So number 32, he's back on the Rambam. By Yochan and katan, yeshlo makshava, engel makshava. He named me the knock at katan, v'lo cheresh v'shote, mashma v'adei dahani lafenei diyahe. Afilo makshava, and cheresh v'toch ma'asav, aim lehem. V'dachka katan, is like tzas tzas. So he's arguing that the katan, the mice, the makshava, and cheresh works. But a cheresh v'shote not. And again, what I want to say is that maybe a cheresh yes, and a shote not. Again, can't get into it. What?
Against
what do you mean?
The more das than a Chayrish. Maybe Gemara only brought that equivalent by Chayrish and by Katan.
Well, he brought different svaras. It doesn't necessarily negate it. It says that you're saying
that
could be that's a better svara because Asa L'Chalchiyah is bad chinuch. It's a better
no. I mean, it's two. He also has that Klish or more.
So it's two svaras. Two against one.
Killer
out. Yeah. Interesting. It's a good hara. Didn't think about that. Before the Makom Shmuel says, "Hari l'Hadya Rai Brus Machshav Tegel Hachmir." So he argues with the Rosh Yosef. He thinks that the Gemara in Kulin is referring to not only a katan but also a cheresh and shota. Makshavta and keres would be significant for a shota and a cheresh. Like I'm saying, maybe yes for a cheresh, not for a shota. The question is zechia. The Rambam seems to say that a shota can't be zocha at all. A shota can't be zocha at all. The Rambam has a zechia perik dal lechel zayin, whereas a cheresh is zocha, but that's a cheres. And the Rashba seems to argue that a cheresh can't be zocha without a cheres. So same question, can a cheresh be zoche and that's a cheres? Maybe a cheresh yes, a shota not. And lastly, the question of the discussion of the Malcolm Shmuel, Pitoy, if we assume that this woman, you know, she wasn't raped, maybe she was seduced. So it's Pitoy Ktana Ones, that's the Gemara, Pitoy Ktana Ones. What about Pitoy Chereshes? Is Pitoy Chereshes Ones? So the Mishnah Berurah says black and white, that even Pitoy Chereshes is Ones. She's not das. She was seduced. She doesn't have enough das. That's called rape. That opinion, that's rape. Whereas the Makom Shmuel is machmir in this case, and he says no. If she was seduced, she made a decision. She has enough das to make a decision, and therefore he says even by a shota, pitui a shota is considered, you know, ratzon. I would argue that maybe again I'm looking for more rayas, but misvar I think they could say that a pitu of a chereshes is taka rotzon. Pitu of a shota might be more like katan, that it's more ktana, maybe more of a
onus. That would also give out a definition.